Today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Aleph, and we are three lines from the bottom, which is also three lines from the top of daf Mem Amid Beis, Amar Reb Ami, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Chayim Alazi Ben Yibadol Chayim Reb Shim Shenaryeh, and it's a Zechus Rufu Shalema for David Ben Tema. So we're in the middle of this three daf digression tucked away in the Sechtes Nedarim, which discusses the halachos of Bikur Cholim. Zok de Gemara. Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav. Rav Ami said in the name of Rav. Maitechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk that says Va'ata Adam Asei Lecha Klei Goylo? So the context is Yecheskel Perek Yudeis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, I want you to see what it feels like to go to Golos. In other words, Yecheskel is communicating with Hashem, and Hashem is letting him know that because of all the sins that the Yidden committed during the end of Tkufas Bayis Rishon, because of the fact that they did not heed the words of the Nevi'im, they didn't do tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and the Yidden are going to go to Galus. So Yecheskel is now being shown a microcosm of what it's like to go into exile. And Hashem tells him, I want you to make Klei Goyla. What exactly is that? Zuner. Number one, it's a light. Uka'ara, it's a plate. Veshatiach, and it's a mat, the Ran says, something that he can lay out on the ground so that he will be able to eat. Rav Ami said in the name of Rav, on a similar note, that it says in the pasuk, "Bechoyser kol va'vadeta esoyvecha asher yishalchenu Hashem bach berav ubetzama ubeeroim ubechoyser kol." So this is a pasuk in the Teichacha, and the pasuk says that the Yidden are going to be bechoyser kol. What does it mean? They're going to have nothing. B'loy ner, they're not going to have a ner. B'loy shulchan, and they're not going to have a shulchan. Rav Chizda said b'loy isha, that bechoyser kol means that the Yidden in this state of Teichacha are not going to be married. Rav Sheisha said b'loy shamish, the Yidden are not going to have a gaba. You're not going to have a shamish. A person that doesn't have a shamish, he's bechayser kol. Mefarshim say that Rav Sheshes was a saginar. He was a suma. So he needed a shamish. So to Rav Sheshes, the worst thing imaginable, what does it mean bechayser kol, is a person that doesn't have a shamish. Rav Nachman said, b'loy deya. Bechayser kol means a person's not going to have das. Tana, a braisa had a different shot. B'loy melach, no salt. U'b'loy revav, and no oil. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, naktinon. We have a klal, ein ani elabedeya. That anius is all in the mind. And this Gemara is definitely in line with so many of the Gemaras that we've discussed briefly in the past, where Abaye is talking about Anios and Ashiros, the rags and riches story of Abaya. This is one of the Gemaras where Abaya said, you want to know what real Anios is? He knew. He was an Ani. Ein Ani Ela B'dei. But my Rav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say the following. Didabe Kulabe. Someone that has Chachma, someone that has Das, the dabe kulabe, he has everything. The loy dabe, if somebody doesn't have das, he doesn't have chachma mabe. What does he have? Da kani, if someone was koine chachma ma chaser, what's felten? Da loy kani, if somebody was not koine chachma ma kani, what was he really koine? Either way, this is the beginning of today's daf. The Gemara now is going to return to its digression, which is the halachis related to Bikur Cholim. So first things first, why did we just mention this? What does this have to do with anything that we're discussing? It has nothing to do with Masechtas Nedarim, and it has nothing to do with Bikur Cholim. So if you look in the Hagoyos V'Tzioinim, if you have that on the side of your Gemara, they bring that a lot of the Magiyim changed the gears in the Gemara from Amar Rav Ami Amar Rav to Amar Ravin Amar Rav. Now, if it's Amar Ravin Amar Rav, then it has a pshat. And the reason is because the previous Gemara, the bottom of Daf Mem Amar Aleph, which was also a digression, which was a halacha in Hilchas Mikvois, was Amar Ravin Amar Rav. And the reason we mentioned that, although we didn't mention this last night, is because the Gemara before that was Amar Rav and Amar Rav Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Huzana Sachaylo. So once we mention Amar Rav and Amar Rav Binogeya Bikur Chaylim, which is the sugya of the day, so we go and mention other halachas Kederach Hashas that are Amar Rav and Amar Rav, one halacha related to Mikvayis, and the other one as it relates to Ayid in Gulas. One ha'ara, as it relates to this last Gemara, and that is, it's Yodua, and really it comes from a Rashi, in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, that the word zaken, or zikna, is an utrikin, it's an acronym for Zesha Kana Chachma. So for example, when it says in the Torah, Mipnei Seva Takim, you're supposed to stand up for a Seva, V'hadarta Pnei Zaken, and there's a chiyuv to be Mechabit a zaken. What does it mean? It means a Talmud Chacham, Zesha Kana Chachma. And Rashi says that it's nutrikun. Zokin is an acronym for Zesha Kana Chachman, the Pnei Yeshua, in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. On that, Rashi asks that he doesn't understand where Rashi saw in the word Zaken the nutrikun for the word Chachma. Zaken Zesha Kana Memela. That I understand. But where do you see Zesha Kana Chachma? This is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. And the Pnei Yeshua said, V'yei Shloimar, I think the Pshad is based on the Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Memalef Amar Alef, the Gemara that we just learned. Where the Gemara says, B'marav, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, Dokoni Machaser, if somebody's koina chachma, it's a feltum garnish. But if someone doesn't have chachma, it doesn't matter what he has, he doesn't have anything. In other words, the only real kinyan that a person could have is chachma. So says the Pnei Yeshua, this is not a vertel, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the reason Rashi said zokein is nutrikon zesha kana chachma, where's chachma? You don't need chachma. Because zesha kana means kana chachma. Because da kani ma chaser, da loy kani ma kani. Either way, Dr. Gemara Vaita. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi. In Achoylo, Imid Michalyoi. Achoylo does not get up from his machla. Ad Shem Moichlum Loyal Kol Avi Noisab. So if somebody's Achoylo, and he merits refuah, it means that he had mechilas avoinus. The Marsha says that why does a chaylo deserve mechilas avoinus? Because we know there's a klal in all the svarim that yisurin are memarkin avoinus shel adam. So a person that went through the yisurin of his chayli and now he had a refuah meichlun leyal kol avoinus. In that manner, it's learned from a pasuk. It says haseileach lechol avoinechi haroife. So you see there's a connection between Slach Lanu and Rifo'enu, and that's this Indian. Rav Nuna said, if somebody's a chayla, and then he merits a refuah, he's going to go back to being the way he was when he was younger. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Rutafash Besoroi Minoyar Yoshov Limei Alumov. So what does this word Rutafash mean? So the Ran says that it's really made up of two words, nutrikun, ratu vafash. A person that was sick and then he has a refuah, he's going to be fresh. Minoyar, the way he was when he was younger, yoshev lemei alumav, he's literally going to go back to the way he was in the good old days. Kom mishkavoy hafachta b'cholyer. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Loim, it's coming to teach us the meshakeach limudai, that if somebody's sick, he's going to forget his learning. Where do you see that? So if you look at the Rashi, the Mefarish says, kol seder hatzoas limudai, hamesudr loy nefach le b'cholyer yomeshakhoy. Kol Mishkava is referring to his Torah of Fachta B'cholya. It's all going to get to Mish because of his Machla. Says the Gemara, Yosef Chalash, Yosef himself was sick. Yakli Limude, and he forgot his learning. Ahadri Abaya Kamei, and Abaya would sit and he would remind him all of the Torah that he had forgotten. And Hainu the Bechol Duchten Amrinon. And this is why you find everywhere. Amr Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Shmili, I never heard this. Hadosh Maita this Halach. And Abaya told him, No, Atam Rita Nahalon, Umiham Masnisa Amrita Nahalon. You told it to us, and you told it to us from this Brisa. Why from a Braisa? Rabbi Yosef Sassinai. So you told it to us, he told it to us from a Braisa, and this is why you find this Indian in so many different places, because Maisa Shoya Kachaya, Rabbi Yosef himself was talking from experience, he was not well, he forgot his learning, and Abaya, his Talmud, taught him all his learning. Incidentally, I just think it's Geshmak, the Lashon HaGemara. Hainu de Bechol Duchtin Amrinon. You find this everywhere. Now the truth is, this Nusach right here, you don't find everywhere. You find it in a lot of places. If you look at the Maseret Hashas, Erevin Yud, Memalov Samach Vav, Ayin Gimel Peites, a lot in Erevin, Makis Dalet, Nidal Amites, and Nidal Samach Gimel. It's a lot of places. But the truth is, this relationship between Abaya and Rav Yosef, this almost tension between Abaya and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says an halacha, and Abaya is asking on him, even though Abaya is a Talmud muvik of Rav Yosef. And you can imagine how Abaya was mekayim his vadarto pnei zokin to Rav Yosef. But at the same time, he's constantly reminding him, and he's trying to get him to go back to the Torah that he once had. And this is literally b'chol duchtim, because it's almost not a daf and shas where you don't have Abaya. And when you have Abaya, you have Rava, but underrated, you very often have Rabbi Yosef as well, for sure in the reverse. If there's Rabbi Yosef, there's almost always Abaya. We talk about this over and over and over again. I think it's Geshmak, the Lashon HaGemara, Hainu de Bechol Duchten Amrinon. That Nusach you find in a lot of places. But the spirit and the context and the rest of the story, the richness of this Abaya and Rabbi Yosef relationship, that's literally Bechol Duchten. That's something that's throughout Shas. Either way, Snok de Gemara, weiter. Ki have a Gomer of Rebbe, Klas Esri, Api Hilchasa. Rebbe was, of course, the Masadr, the Mishnayos. But Rebbe really had 13 different brises / Mishnayos as it relates to all the different halachas that he put in the Mishnah. This is also something we've talked a lot about in the past as it relates to the rest of the story, that Rebbe really had collected and had aggregated all the different versions of the different halachas of Teresh Baal Peh, and he picked and chose the ones that he felt was the best one to be in the Mishnah. It was the Brises, which became the Mishnah of Rav Meir, because it was written B'lashon Ketzara, B'lashon Tzach, etc., etc. But either way, how many versions did Rebbe have? It's in the Furush Gemara. He had 13. Agmer the Rav Chiya Shiva Minhoi. He taught Rav Chiya 7 of them. L'soiv Cholash Rebbe. Rebbe became sick, and Rebbe couldn't remember the 13 different versions of these halachas. So had Rav Chiya Kamei Hanashiva, Api the Agmer. So Rav Chiya, who had learned 7 from his Rebbe, told Rebbe, he says, let me tell you these 7 different brises that you taught us. Abashisa Azda, but the other 6 were gone. They were forgotten from the world. Rebbe didn't remember them. And he had never taught it to Rav Chiya, so Rav Chiya couldn't teach it to him. Says the Gemara, Hava hu katsra. But there was a katsra. There was a launderer, a koyves. Hava shmile, the Rebbe, ketav agarislu. He used to work in Rebbe's besmedrish, and he would do sponja. He would be working there, and he would overhear Rebbe giving shir. And because he overheard Rebbe giving shir, so he knew them, azal Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya went to this katsra, the Gomer Yasoin, kami katsra, and he learned those 6 different halachas in each din that Rebbe had forgotten and that Rebbe had never taught Rav Chiya. Then after Rav Chiya learned it from the Katsura, he went back to Rebbe and he taught it to Rebbe. Says the Gemara, an amazing postscript. When Rebbe would see the Katsura, so of course he acknowledged him and he gave him Shalom Aleichem and he was Mechabed. But listen to what he would tell him. Amalek, he would tell him, Rebbe. Amalek, Rebbe. Rebbe would tell him, Ato Asisa Oisi. You made me the Eschia, and you made Chia. See, he would mamish give this Katsur Chizik, and he would tell him, the whole Rebbe, mamish, the whole Shteller, and the whole everything, and Reb Chia, who's the second in command, it's all a dank you. You're the one who made us. Ikadami, some say, Hochi, come on, this is what he would tell him. Ato asiso Eschia, you made Chia, Chia also I see, and Chia made me. The Marsha on this Gemara says, that I don't know, but Ulai, this Katsura, that the Gemara just mentioned right here in the Dharma Malaf Amar Aleph, is the same Katsra, he's the Koyves, that the Gemara mentions in the Sechtes Ksuvas Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says that at the time that Rebbe passed away, there was a baskel that came out and said that anybody that was present, B'shas P'ti Rosesh or Rebbe, Mezumen Hu L'chai Olam Haba, he's guaranteed he's going to go to Olam Haba. And Tosfos over there on the top, the one line Tosfos says, what does it mean, Mezumen L'chai Olam Haba, B'loi Dinu B'loi Yisurim? He's going to go straight into Olam Haba, he's not going to have to go through Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. Gemara says there was a koyves, there was a launderer that used to work in Rebbe's besmadrish. Every single day he used to come, and there was one day he didn't come. And the next day he shows up, and he heard about this baskel, and he had such chalish sadas. So he went to the roof, and he jumped off out of chalish sadas. Yotza baskel. A baskel came out and said, Afa hu koyves, mezumen hu l'chai olam haba. That koyves is also going to merit a chelik in olam haba. And this Gemara is a very important Gemara in halacha, Shelas Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his tshuva about somebody being ma'abed atzmi l'das. He brings this as a raya, that even though, of course, it's something that is not a pashta zach at all, but at the same time, there are situations where chazal, to the contrary, they actually spoke very highly about people that were ma'abed atzman l'das, ayin sham, in a very famous tshuva. But the point is that this koyves is mentioned in a Gemara in Ksubas. We have a katsra that's mentioned here in a Gemara in the Dharma Malaf Amid Aleph. So the Marsha says, I don't know. I have nothing to back this up. But it's mestaber. And he says, ulai. Maybe it was the same person. Interesting. But I'll tell you one interesting tushtel, I think. And that is, we mentioned once from the Abar Benel in his Akdama, his Pirush on Ovis, Nachlas Ovis. But really, it's before it's in the Rambam's Akdama, the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam is waxing poetically. He's talking about the greatness of Rabbi Yudah Anasi, who he was. He was a Chad Bedara. Mi Moshe Vad Rebbe Le Matzinu Teira V'Gdula B'Makam Echad. Sayin Teira, Sayin Gdula. So Rabbi Yudah Anasi was someone that distinguished himself amongst his peers, not just in his generation, but really from all the dairies, from all the different generations. So one of the things that the Rambam says about Rabbi Yudah Anasi is, V'yatzach Loshon, he spoke very, very clearly. Umuflig mikol ha'adayin b'loshon ha'kodesh. And he had an incredible mastery of Lashon HaKodesh. Ad she'achachomim aleihem ha'sholim ha'yuloim v'em pirish ma'she'nishtabish aleihem mi'oisi'ois ha'mikro mi'divrei avodav u'mesharsa. so much that when the Chachamim had a Shaila and they wanted to know what a certain word means, they would go to Avodah Masharsav, and that's who they would go to, and that's where they would get the different halachas. What does the Rambam mean? It's Pashit. He's referring to the Amsa Debei Rebbe, which the Gemara talks about in different places, Gemara Megillah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the Chachamim didn't know different words, and they went to Amsa Debei Rebbe, and she was the one that taught them. But I had one diktuk. The Rambam's lashon is that they would go to Avodah Masharsav. I'm familiar with one Gemara that we're all familiar with. It's a famous Gemara. And that talks about the Amsa Debei Rebbe. Where do you find Avodah Masharsav? It sounds like it wasn't just a one Amsa Debei Rebbe that seemed to have known. But it sounds like it was even more than that. It could be our Gemara as a Tosefes Knech. Could be in our Gemara. You see the Katsura. He was Avodah Masharsav, literally. And look what he knew. He knew so much. He literally taught Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya taught Rebbe, and Kedei Kach, and when Rebbe would see him, he would tell him, Ato Asisa Oisi. But Al Kaponim, for sure, this Gemara is a tzuchtel to this Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis, that the godless of Rebbe was able to be seen not only in Rebbe, not only in his Mishpacha, not only in his Talmidim, but from Avodah Masharsav. You want to know who Rebbe was? Look at Poshet Avodah Masharsav. Look who they were. These were Mamash Rebbes. These were people that the Tanoim would sometimes go to when they had Shailas. And the Rambam included that in his great eulogy, his great hesped on Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Talk to Gemara Vaitim. Amr Alexandri, Amr Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Godol Nes, Shenasa, L'choylo Yosem, and Anes, Shenasa, L'chanani, Mishol Ba'azariah. A choylo that has a refu, it's a miracle. And the miracle is even greater than the miracle that occurred to Chananya, Mishol Ba'azariah. We know about the miracle of Chananya, Mishol Ba'azariah. They were thrown into a kivshon ha'esh, and an incredible miracle happened. Nothing happened. That's the miracle. And the nest that happens to a chayla is even greater than that. Why is that? So the Gemara says, Pashit, it's a cheshbon. Shol kanani b'shol vazaria eshel hedyet. V'akol yuchaylam l'chvois. At the end of the day, that fire was an eshel hedyet. And really, all you needed was a fire extinguisher. In theory, a hose would have done the job. Now, obviously, the circumstances didn't allow for it. But in theory, it's a fire that if somebody wanted to, he could have extinguished. Abavizu shol chayla. But the esh of a chayla, shel shamayim, he comes from shamayim. And who could be mechab such an ish? Once it comes time for a person to die, hakom moishlam bay. Everybody's moishal in him. Meaning, if it's not a person's time to die, then it doesn't matter what happens, he's protected. However, once it comes time for a person to die, hakom moishlam bay. Even the littlest thing in the world will have the ability to kill this person. Shenemar, how do you know that? We learn it from Kayin. Kayin said, "V'hoyo kol moitzi yargeni. Anybody that finds me, if he wants to, he'll be able to kill me. Kol moitzi. It doesn't matter what. Hakol rabbis, as we're about to see." So the Gemara says, "Rav amar rav semin adinkra." We know from a different pasuk. It says, "L'mishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avodecha." L'mishpatecha amdu hayoim. When it's the day for a person to die, hakol avodecha. Everybody becomes the avodim of Hashem, and anybody can work for the malchamavas l'chayra as a shliach to do this shlichus that needs to be done. Talk to Gemara. Rabbi Bar Shila, they once told Rabbi Bar Shila, Shachiv Gavra Gavaya, there was a tall, strong man that died. How did he die? Have Rachiv Girduna Zutra. He was riding on a little mule. Mata Titura. The mule came to a bridge. Istavit. The mule got scared. The Ran says, had a rachshtus. Shadya. And he pushed it through this person off the bridge. V'kashachiv, and he died. Hurry al nafshe. So when Rabbi Bar Shila heard this, meaning apparently this was a big chiddush, that this gibor somehow died because this kleina mule threw him off a bridge. And when he heard this ma'isa, he said, L'mishpatecha amdu ayoim, and it's the end of the pasuk, ki akol avodecha, and even this little mule was able to kill this person. Shmuel chazi lahu akrava, question what the gerus is, but Shmuel saw a scorpion, yosiva ala krukta, that was riding on a frog, va'avra nahara, and they were crossing the nahar. So the scorpion is trying to get to the other side of the river, and the ferry, so to speak, is this little frog. Bekitzer, there was somebody that was there on the other side. Tarka gavra, the scorpion bit that person, umayis, and the person died. And Shmuel saw this happen, and Shmuel said, "Kari olel mishpatecha amdu ayoyim." Literally, a frog and a scorpion somehow they came together to kill this person whose time had come. Amar Shmuel said, that the only time you're allowed to do Bikr Chaylim is someone that's overcome by fever. But Otherwise, not lafuke mai, meaning lafuke every other machlam. I mean, the only time there's a mitzvah bikur chaylam is if the chayla is suffering from chama, he's suffering from fever. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean lafuke everything, but lafuke hadatanya. It's coming lafuke the following b'raiser. It's been prato imim, shem rabbi liyaz, imim vakum, loy chaylam ayayin. You can't be mavak with someone that has a chaylam ayayin. He's dealing with an intestinal issue, someone that has an issue with his eyes, or someone has an issue with his head. So the Gemara says, I understand why not to be mevaker choyla, someone that's a choyla me'ayim mishum kisufa, because he's going to have to constantly run to the bathroom, which, you know, was very different back then than it is today, and as a result, it's partially because of boishas, you shouldn't do it. My time of, why should a person not be mevaker choyla, someone that's a choyla me'ayim, or is a mechoshe eroish? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, its reason is because of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Dibura kashya le'ena." Someone that has an issue with his eyes, dibura is kashya. For him to talk is not a good thing. Umayli le'ishta. However, talking is good for somebody that has a fever. But being that talking is not good for someone that is a chayle ha'ayin, and part of bikur chaylam is a conversation, it's communicating. So it's for that reason, it's not okay. Now, notice the Gemara didn't say anything about mechushe arush. But if you look in the Rush, but if you look in the Rush says that you have to say, the teva of the ayin and the teva of the roish is the same thing. So to the extent that dibura is kashya le'eino, so too in svara, dibura is going to be kashya le'roish. Incidentally, who said this memra? Amar Shmuel, ein mevakrin asachoylo, elo lamisha chaltsa soichama, and he was basing it on medical information. This is Shmuel the Amira, but it's also Shmuel the doctor. Shmuel we know is a doctor, and that's what you'll find so often, a memra in Shas, that's in Yone Refuah, that's related to Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, hi Ishta, this fever, ilab de parvanka, de malacha de musa, we're not for the fact that it is the agent of the Malach HaMoves. And context, which of course we all know, is that once upon a time, if somebody ran a fever, it was literally Sakonas Moves. People would die from a fever. So the fever is an agent of the Malach HaMoves. But were it not for the fact that that's what it is, Miley, it would be a good thing. Meaning, Adarabba, people would be very benefited from an occasional fever, as we're about to say. The problem is, the fever works for the Malach HaMoves, and it's not really something you want to be in his Dal HaNavas. But Be'etzim, in theory, there are some virtues to a fever. How so? Kechizra l'dikli. He gave a mashal, just like a dekel is surrounded by thorns, so that the thorns, even though to us they're prickly, they're not geschmack, but they protect the dekel, so too the fever protects the person. Now, how often would a person benefit from having a fever? Chadot al son yoimen. Fiyamu. Once a chodesh, a person would have a fever, it would be a good thing. Why? V'chiti reiki l'gufa. Because Rashi tells us what it means in Old French, the Mefarish that is. But the point is that it'd be like tiraiki l'gufa. It would be like something that would fight some bacteria and toxins inside the body, whatever exactly this means. But the point is, a fever be'etzem would be a good thing. The problem is, he works for the Malach HaMoves, so you really want to stay away, which is exactly what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, come aloy hiva loy tiraika. Whatever tiraika is, chtafis nish, chvilis nish, I'm not interested in going near this. I'm a Rabbi Bar Yoinison, I'm Rabbi Chil. So Rabbi Bar Yoinison said in the name of Rabbi Chil, you don't see Rabbi Chil every day, arson yofa l'chayla l'raf. So arson is very good for a refuah. So he said, arson is good for a refuah. My arson, I'm Rabbi Yonis, and Rabbi Yonis and said, chushla desari atikta. So these are the mefarish, sa'orim yeshonim klufim, old peeled barley. The reish nafya, that come from the beginning of the sifting process. Amar Abaya said, boyin bishula, but you have to cook it, it's the only time it works, and how much do you have to cook it? Came bisra de tura, just like the basra of a shar. So if you're going to cook meat for an ox, you're going to have to cook it very, very well, it's very hard meat. So too, you're going to have to cook this very well. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, smidi desairia tikta. Similar, but not the same. Not chushla desairia tikta, but smidi desairia tikta. Chushla means peeled barley. Smidi means flour. So it's the flour of old barley. The reish nafya, also that comes from the beginning of the sifting process. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, boyim bishul l'kibisir tur. Same comment. Again, Abaya, Rabbi Yosef. But the same comment that you're going to have to cook it the way you would cook bisri the tur. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, burdom. If somebody is suffering from burdom, imavakrin. No bigger chaylev, in maskir and shemai. You shouldn't even mention the fact that Pliny has boredom. It's something that you're supposed to be so sensitive. A person would not say that somebody has boredom. My time, what's the reason? I'm because if somebody has boredom, he's like a mayan hanoveya, and he's being noveya dam. But I'm Rabbi Lazar said, why is it called boredom? And that's the lashon bar of dam. It's nutrikon again. It's in Dritamul in today's daf. But the point is, it's made up of boir and dam, and it's something that it's just even disrespectful to say about a certain person that he has burdim. And certainly, we said that if someone's suffering from his mayim, it's considered tisufa, there's a busha component, and therefore we don't want this person to be mevaka chaylo. So certainly, as it relates to burdim, the halacha would be the same thing. Either way, we're going to go back to some of these gemaras that we just learned, but for now, return to our regular program, briefly, and that is Masechtas Nedarim. So how did we get into this whole discussion about Bikur Chaylim, three blad of Bikur Chaylim? So it was from it seemed at the time, it's a very innocent one-line Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, where the Mishnah said, Hamudar Haname Chaveroi, if somebody's Mudar Haname Chaveroi, V'nichnas Levakroi, and now he's coming to be Mevakro Chayla, Oymed, he can stand, Avalo Yoyshev, he can't sit. Now, who is Mudar Anah from who? That was the Flamed Tess. Then, the Seif of the Mishnah said, Umirapoi, he can heal him Refuas Nefesh, Avaloi Refuas Mamet. So, the Reish of the Mishnah was talking about Bikur Chaylim, hence three dafin of Bikur Chaylim. The Seif of the Mishnah talks about a Mudar Name Chaveroi healing as a doctor this person. So the Mishnah says, Umirapi Refuas Nefesh, Avalei Refuas Mamet. So there's two things we're going to have to figure out right now. Number one, what are these two things? What's a Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas? How could somebody heal someone Refuas HaNefesh? Refuas HaNefesh or Refuas HaGuf Hashta Bagolub is Mankarav Noi Marami. But when you say Refuas HaNefesh, you're talking about the Neshama, you mean the Nefesh, you mean the Chelek HaRuchni of a person. So that's not what this Mishnah is referring to. You're going to heal the person Refuas HaNefesh. So the first question we're going to have to ask ourselves is, what is Refuas HaNefesh? And the second question is, again, like the Gemara went through on Daf Lametes, who's the Mudra Anah from who? Is the doctor Mudra Anah from the patient? Or is the patient Mudra Anah from the doctor? So we have a very short Gemara. First, what do these words even mean? Heichik Tani. Ilei mid Refuas Nefesh Bechinam. Refuas Mamen Beschar. Does the word Refuas HaNefesh mean for free? Which would contrast with what the Mishnah means when it says Refuas Mamen, which means for money. So again, Umirapi Refuas Nefesh, you can heal him for free. Avalei Refuas Mamen, but not for money. Now what does the word Nefesh mean free? Where do you find that? So if you look at the top ran, the Rafin says, V'nefesh diktoni perushe rotzoin. Kidder ashkechon emyeshes nafshechem. Who said that? Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Chayesaro, when he's handling with the Bnei Ches and Ephraim. So he says, emyeshes nafshechem, if you want. So you find, refuas nefesh means want. So merapi refuas nefesh, if he wants to heal him, meaning for no money, that's something he can do. Avalei refuas mamet, if he's going to get paid, that he can't do. Is that what it means? But if that's the case, listen hachi. Then why did the Mishnah use the lashon of nefesh? What it should have said was mirapeu bechinam avaloi beschar. Use the words chinam and schar, not nefesh and mamon. It's just not the words that you traditionally would find. Ella must be something else. Refuas nefesh means gufay. Refuas mamon means behemtai. So mirapeu refuas nefesh means you can heal his nefesh. You can heal a person's guf. However, refuas mamon means not for money, not bill his insurance. Refuas mamon means you're going to heal his Mamay. So you can heal the person, but you can't heal his mom. That's what the mission means. Okay, so now who's Mudar Anah from who? So if you look at the Ran says, Ela Refuas Nefesh Gufay, it's the fourth line on top, the last wide line, Umitukma B'Shenichse Roifne Yasur Na L'Chayl. It's talking about where the Chayl is not let have Anah from the Roifne. And it's for that reason that you're not allowed to heal his behemoth, because you're going to have enough from him. The doctor is the one you can't have enough from. So if you can't have enough from the doctor, he can't heal your animal. Zokta Mishnah, even though he can't heal your animal, but you yourself he could heal. And what's the reason? The reason the Rishonim all speak out is because when a person heals somebody, he's doing a mitzvah. A doctor, his avoid is avoidus hakodesh. So really what he's doing is a mitzvah. And being that what he's doing is a mitzvah, in the theme of this parak, one of the exceptions to the rule, when it comes to the laws of mudar anah mechaveroi, where you could have anah, is when the person that you're having anah from is doing a mitzvah. Right? When you're doing a mitzvah, then you have mitzvah. No. When he's doing a mitzvah, there's a new svara. He's doing a mitzvah, and any anah that you get, we deem to be a grama. It's a big lumbus. But this is one of the svaras that underpin all the mishnayos and all the gemaras that we're learning. So to heal a person is considered a mitzvah. To heal his behemah is mashma, is not considered a mitzvah. And it's for that reason, mirapeo refuas hanefesh. However, you can't be mirapim refuas aguf. Now, if you look at the Ran says that you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about where there's other people that can do this job. Meaning, either there's another doctor that can heal this person's guf, or there's another doctor, a veterinarian, that can heal this person's behemoth. Because if he's the only game in town, then you would be able to heal his behemoth. And the reason is, says the Ran, because I would compare this to machzor le'avidasai. Machzor le'avidasai is something that a mudar nami chaveiro is allowed to do. All he's doing is, he's being meshiv aveda. So to me, you're being meshiv this behemoth. You're not giving him a behemoth. The behemoth's sick. Okay, so right now, the behemoth is not in a good place. You're being machzor the nefesh of the behemoth. That's really what you're doing. So what's the difference if you return a person's lost object or if you heal a behemoth? To me, it's machzor le'avidasai. Elamai. Where he doesn't have to do it. And being that he doesn't have to do it, so in that instance, you can't rely on the svar of machzor avidasai. And therefore, someone else should do it. If there's someone else could do it, why can you be merapahim? Refus hanefesh, this is all posh nefshat. So the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that says, lefisha loymen akol adam zoicha lehisrapos. Because when it comes to refuah, sometimes this doctor could have a certain siyata deshmai that maybe the other doctor is not going to have. Loi min hakoil adam zoicha lehisrapos. So if this choila feels comfortable with this doctor, you can't say there's another doctor down the block. Go to him. Not necessarily. When it comes to a behemoth, there's no such svar. But when it comes to a person, there's such a svar. And for that reason, over here, even though there is another person that could have done it, he's doing a mitzvah. Isn't it a bidiyeved? So let's rely on the other person. Al zen nemar the Yerushalmi loy min akol adam zoychel lisrap. It's just one postscript. Amar Rav Zuch Batuvi Amar Rav. Aval oymer loy sam pleini yofel la sam pleini rala. Even though mudar nami chaveri can't be a doctor, but at the same time that just means he can't physically heal him. Can't do surgery. Can't apply the medication, but just to give him medical advice, that's something that he would be allowed to do. If someone's modana michaveiroi, so the mother and the mother, they're allowed to bathe together in a big ambati, in a big bath. Avaloi biktana, not in a small one. And the reason is because if they're together in a small one, so then the movements of each person is going to somehow affect the other person, right? Just very simply. When the second person goes into the mikveh, into this ambati, so as he goes in, the water levels are going to rise a little bit, so he'll have a little bit of a geschmack, the other person that's in there. So if they're ambati, gedoyla, so any movement that one person makes is a non-event for the other person, has no impact on him. However, it's ambati kitan, it does, and that's why it's a problem. Yoshin ima b'mita, they're allowed to sleep together in the same bed as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'maisacham, but that's only true during the meaning when it's hot outside, that's fine. But then the guf is nene from the guf, and therefore it'd be aser for them to sleep in the same mita. Even though there's a shayla, they're allowed to sleep together in the same mita, but to eat together on the same mita, right, like the old days, that's something that's okay. Additionally, they were allowed to eat at the same table. They can't eat from the same tamchoy. So what's a tamchoy? It's important just to understand the Mishnah. So once upon a time, what would happen is they would serve a big plate to the table and the plate would be passed around. Nowadays as well. And everybody would take a little bit. Now, this tamchoy was all eaten, meaning there was no shirayim. And because there was no shirayim from this tamchoy, so if two people that are mudar nami chaveri are going to eat from the same tamchoy, there is a chance, there's a possibility that one person is going to benefit the other person. And the reason is because if you're going to take a little less, because you want to be a nice guy and you want to be a vatran, you want everyone else to get a little more of the flesh that's being passed around. So you're inevitably being mahana, the mudra anah, and you're not letting him anah from him. So it's for that reason that you can't eat together from the tamchoy. Aval oichal hu imoy min ha-tamchoy ha-choyzer. But from the tamchoy ha-choyzer you could. And the Gemara is going to clarify what this means. And that is, this was a tamchoy that was very, very big. And it doesn't matter who you are and how hungry you are and what chabura you're part of, you can't finish this whole tamchoy. It's impossible. So this tamchoy was choyzer ala balabayas. It would go back, which means it doesn't matter how much you eat or don't eat, you're not impacting the other guy because there's so much meat there that everybody's going to end up having a chelik of it. So it's for that reason, if it's a tamchoy where it's going to be eaten, so then what you do or don't do will impact the other person. Now we're dealing with an issue. If it's a tamchoy choyzer, in that case, you don't have to worry about it. Zok Gemara Braisa, that elaborate on what the Mishnah said. Tanya, lo yirchas o imoy bambati. A person that's mudan amichaveir is not allowed to bathe together with him in an ambati. But lo yachin imoy b'mito, and he's not asleep together in the same bed with him. Ben gdoilu ben k'tan divremeh. Meis, it doesn't matter if it's a gdoilu k'tanu. Either way, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said, gdoilu b'moysach shamim, v'k'tanu b'moysach hama mutter. The gdoilu b'moysach shamim, that's going to be mutter, v'ketana, and a ketana be moisach hama is also going to be mutter. Meaning, ketana, however, be moisach shaman, that's going to be a problem, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Roichetz imoy be'ambati gedoylo, you're allowed to bathe together with him in ambati gedoylo, u'mazio imoy b'ketana, and you're allowed to go into a shvitz together if it's a ketana. So if you're bathing, then it's only mutter if it's a gedoylo. If, however, it's a shvitz, so there's no water involved, so then already it's going to be mutter, even if it's a ketana. Avol meisav imoy al amita, you're allowed to be ba'seva together with him on amita, v'oichel imoy al ha'shulchan, and you're allowed to eat together at the same table. Not from the tamchei. You're allowed to eat from the tamchei achoizer. And what's the tamchei achoizer? So the Mishnah didn't explain it, but in the Braisa, Amr Beis Reb Chanina, but the tamchei achoizer balabayis. It means the tamchei that's going to go back to the balabayis. Not the Mishnah. You're not allowed to eat together with someone that you're not allowed to vanah from the evos shalufnei apoyalim, from the trough. That's what an evos is. That was put in front of the poyalim. So an avos is usually a keli that you find in the context of animals. But apparently there were workers that would sit down and they would eat out of this trough. They would eat out of this avos. And the Mishnah says, lo yoichal imam mina avos. This is something that you're not allowed to do. Why not? Because again, we're afraid that you're going to eat a little less because of the other guy. And like this, you're going to end up being mahanahim. If you look at l'shoyne azov shal aran, the Ran says as follows, lo yoichal imam mina avos shal poyalim. Ka'ara gedoyla shenoysen lefnei ha-poyalim. This was a big ka'ara that they used to put in front of the poyalim. Shem bitoich shehem ha-melim. Because they're a melim, they're working hard. Oichlin harbe, they eat a lot. And they end up, they lick the bottom, literally. They don't leave anything. And they mabish like behemoths. And that's why it was called the avos. But either way, lo yoichalima mina avos, because this is like the tamchei, it's not the tamchei achoizer. Everything is going to go. The oilam is poshed ingerik. And as a result, lo yoichalima mina avos. Lo yasim of omen, additionally, you're not allowed to work together with the person. Divir Amir says, chomim say, you could, only if you're far away. The Ran says, what kind of work can you or can you not do? What are we talking about? So the Ran gives a more specific job description to what this Mishnah is referring to, and that is Shura Sakkarim. It's talking about in a vineyard. So you have the rows of grapes in the vineyard, and you have two people that they're going to act it together, right? They're going to work together in the field in this Karim. So according to Rameyer, Loyas Imab Umin, it's not okay. According to the Chachamim, you could, as long as you're far away. So if you're far away, it's okay. If you're close, then it's going to be a problem. Now, what's the reason that it would be a problem? It's because when a person works the field, so he softens the ground a little bit. So inevitably, the people next to him are going to have some hanah from it, because your job is to work the field. Well, if your neighbor, the guy standing next to you, is helping you and assisting you, so obviously he's benefiting you. So if you're karev, if you're close, that's when the chachamim say it's a problem. However, if he's rochik, what you're doing on the other side of the field has no impact on me anyways. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara clarifies what's really obvious from the Mishnah, that is, b'karev loy pligid aser. As it relates to karev, there everybody agrees it's aser. Right, Rameir said it's always aser, and the chachamim said, oysu b'rochik b'meno. So obviously, if it's karev, it's not going to be wrong. Ki pligid b'rochik, the machlokes is when it's rochik. What's the machlokes? Rameir suffered gazrinon. Rachuk mishum karev, Rameir, who we know throughout Shas, makes gzeirois. Halachuk Rameir b'gzeirois. Because Rameir is always making gzeirois. So here too, he made a gzeir. His gzeir was rachuk mishum karev. If you can allow two people that are far from each other to work together, they'll work together when they're close as well. They come rapidly, la'arakamei, and when it's karev, it's a problem, because then you're softening the ground, like we just said. Rabbanan sabi le'gazrinon, whereas the Rabbanan say that this is not something I'm worried about, le'gazrinon, as a result, you don't have to worry about it. So just to return to the topic, really, of the last three dafin, which is the halacha of bikur cholim, and really the halacha of achoila in general, and I was just thinking to mention three skulos that I saw for refuah. So obviously, there are a lot of skulos in the world of skulos for everything. But specifically as it relates to refuah, but these are things that seem to have been a big deal to some of the tzaddikim, and I just thought it's kedai, in the context, of what we've been discussing, to mention them. Very pashit, very simple, but just pashit, kedai to mention. And that is, the Gemara says in, it's a medrash actually, and Rashi brings it in Chumash, in Parshas Vayera. So the context is that Hagar and Yishmael, they were thrown out of the house of Avram Avinu, and they're out in the desert, they have no water. And The situation is very, very bad. And Hagar's crying, and Yishmael is crying, and Hagar's davening, and Yishmael's davening, and they're trying to have a Yeshua. It says the Pasuk, Vayishma Elikim es Koil Hanar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the voice of the Nar, Vayikra Malach Elikim El Hagar Men Hashamayim, and a Malach Elikim comes and appears to Hagar, Vayoyim Elo Malach Hagar Al Tiri, you have nothing to fear, Kishama Elikim El Koil Hanar Basher Husha. And Yishmael has a Yeshua. So Hagar's davening, and Yishmael's davening, and the Pasuk says, Vayishma Elikim es Koil Hanar, says Rashi and Chumash, Mikat. From the fact that the Pasuk emphasizes that the Eibush to listen to the Koil of the Nar, to Yishmael, as opposed to Hagar, you see from here, Sheyofa Tfilas HaChoyla Mitfilas HaCherem Olav. That if somebody is HaChoyla, so he's davening for himself, and there are other people that are davening for him. Yofa tefila sachayla mitfila sacherim olav. The tefila that he davens for himself is yofa versus all the tefilas that other people will daven for him. Vehi kaidemes lehiskavel. And that's the first one that's going to be answered. So all things equal, the tefila of a chayla is a better tefila than any tefila that other people are going to daven for him. The Rishonim, the Moshe Skin and Bali Toisvitz, the Re'eim, and other Rishonim as well, they all ask from a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there tells a story. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was sick. Al gabei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan came to be Mavakar Chayla. Did he go himself? Did he go with other people? The Sheultis from yesterday. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan sees Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. He said, Chaviven Olecha Yesurin? Are you enjoying these Yisurim? Like, you love them? He says, absolutely not. I don't enjoy these Yisurim. And even though I know there's great schar for a person that goes through Yisurim, I'd rather not have the Yisurim. I'd rather not have the schar. And he told him, give me your hand. He gave him his hand. And Rabbi Yochanan made a moifis, and by taking his hand, he gave him a refuah. Zok to Gemara. Next Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan chalash. One day Rabbi Yochanan was sick. Olag abe Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina came to be mevakach chaylo Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei. So Rabbi Chanina tells Rabbi Yochanan, Chaviven alecha Yisurim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, do you love the Yisurim? Amalei, loy hei v'loy scharim. The great Rabbi Yochanan even felt that way. He said, I'd rather not have the Yisurim. Amalei, so he told him, Havli yadcha, give me your hand. Yavle yadeh. So Rabbi Yochanan gave Rabbi Chanina his hand. Va'oikme, and he gave him a refuah. Freak the Gemara, the obvious kasha. Amai, why did Rabbi Yochanan need Rabbi Chanina to come be mevakach chaylo to pull off the moifes? Like Rabbi Yochanan Navshe, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan do it by himself? You see, Rabbi Yochanan did it two lines early to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So why couldn't he do it for himself? So the Gemara says, Amri, you see from here, Ein chavush mater atzmi b'beis ha'asurim. If somebody is in a beis ha'asurim, he can't get himself out. He needs somebody else to open up the door for him to be able to escape. But ein chavush mater atzmi b'beis ha'asurim. It's fragging the Rishonim. It's a stira, these two chazals. He have a chazal. It's a precious rabbi. The Rashi quotes in Chumash. Mikan sheyof et tfilas ha'choyva mit tfilas ha'cherim olav. And here you have a Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't heal himself because ein Chavish mater atzmi beis ha'asurim. So in the Moshe of Skenim Bali Toisvis, this kash is asked, and the Moshe of Skenim answers, v'yesh loimah, two words, the tefillah shani. You have to say tefillah is different. The Medrash is talking about tefillah. Tefillah, over there it's v'yishma l'kim as koil hanar. Then already there's a maila of the tefillah of a chayla. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't davening. Rabbi Yochanan was making a moifis. Moifsim, that the Rebbe would have to go to another Rebbe for a moifis. Because ein chavish mater atzmi b'beis ha'asurim. So as it relates to tefillah, there's a maila for the chayla to daven for himself. But when it comes to moifsim, it's not going to work that way. And over there, where Rabbi Yochanan was machin a moifis, so over there you had to come on to, that's why Chazal said he needed Rabbi Chanina to do it for him, because had he tried doing it for himself, there would be an inyan of ein chavish mater atzmi b'beis ha'asurim. So you see from here that a chayla has a tremendous koyach tefillah for himself. So if someone's a chayli, wants people to daven for him, and of course, those tefillahs are not shayach, but at the same time, a tefillah for himself is even more. Because you see from here, mikan sheyofa tefillah sachayla, mitfillah sacherim olav. But there's another Rashi in Chumash, which is really a Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, tucked away in Perek HaGoizel. Everybody knows this. The context is Avimelech, who took Sarah, and then Avimelech was afflicted with a terrible, terrible machla. And the pasuk says, "Vayispalu Avram Elo Elokim." Avimelech came to Avram and he said, "Daven for me." And Avram davened for him. "Vayispalu Avram Elo Elokim." "Vayirpa Elokim es Avimelech ves Ishtoi vaMoisav vaYeledo." And they had a refuah, and the refuah was vaYeledo. They had children. Had children. Who said anything about children? So the next pasuk says, "Ki Otzer Otzer Hashem be'ad Korechem lebeis Avimelech," because Hakadosh Baruch Hu had closed the wombs of everyone in the family of Avimelech al dvar Sarah Eishes Avram, because of what Avimelech had done to Sarah Eishes Avram. Says the pasuk, very, very next pasuk. Hashem pakad es Sarah kasher amar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah. Vayas Hashem leSarah kasher diber. Vatar. And after this long suspense and foreshadowing, and Sarah's waiting so long for a child, that Taylet Sarah Lavram bein leskun of lamoyed asher diber oisel akin. Vayikra Avram Hashem benoy anoyel asher yodoloi. B'mazel tov Sarah. Yitzchak, all of a sudden Yitzchak is born. Zok the Hilgir Rashi, and it's really a Mefurish Gemara again above a Kamadav Tzachdik Beizam and Aleph. What an interesting juxtaposition. Yeah, the story of Avimelech, his whole family can't have children. Avram Avinu Davins, the Tfilos were answered. And immediately afterwards, Vashem Pakad Asara Kashadiber, says Rashi, Samach Parash Zulukan. The reason these two parashas are right next to each other is a lamedcha to teach you shekala mevakeish rachem al chaveiro. If somebody davens for somebody else, for who tzarich loisay davar, and he needs that thing that other person needs, whom he's davening for, who nenetchila, he's going to be answered first. Shenema v'yispalo v'goymer v'samichlei v'ashem pokad esaro. Shepok to kvar koydim shiripas Avimelech. That before HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Avram Avinu's tefillah by Avimelech, he first listened to the tefillah that Avram Avinu had davened for all those years to himself. And the reason all of a sudden now he was zoicher that tefillah was answered is because he had davened for Avimelech for something that he himself needed. So you see from here is that Achayla has a special koyach at tefillah if he's going to daven for himself. Even more so that if other people daven for him. But within the tefillah of Achayla, for his machla, there's a bazunderous skula. And that is for him to daven not just for himself, but to daven for another chayla that has the same thing that he has, and to daven for him. And if he's going to daven for that other chayla, then what that's going to do is it's going to help that his tefillah should work not only for Yenin, but his tefillah should work for himself as well. I don't know, but it could be the Bir Advarim of how this works. Of course, this is above our pay grade. But it could be the Bir Advarim of how this works is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that if someone was able to daven for his friend, the inim mevakish, and he doesn't, nikra choyte. He's called a choyte. Amar Rava said, im talmud chachamu, if he's a talmud chacham, tzarech sheyechla atzmai olav. Meaning, if he's a bar hachi, he has to literally make himself sick over the fact that this other person is not okay, and that's the way he has to daven, and he learned it out from a pasuk. Vayichal Moshe, remember, there's another pasuk here, but the point is that a person that davens for somebody else, there's an inyan of tzarech sheyech la'atzmai. Over the years, we've mentioned from the Chassam Sofer and the Sefer HaZikaron that the Chassam Sofer says that it's not just the chi of tzarech sheyech la'atzmai. The reason tefillah works for somebody else is because when a person could really be nice of it with somebody else, and he could deher that person's matzav and personalize it, meaning really feel the chayli that person is going through. So then it becomes zayna geshef toichet. And then if he has chusim that he shouldn't be in a matzav like this, the Eibush is going to send yenim the refuah pasha to heal him. The way tefillah works for somebody else, this is chasam soifa toira, is when the person is able to be noisa ba'oil, where he feels the tzar. It's not the pshat, he goes, I know Yenim's in tzar, and I'd love for that person not to have to be going through what he's going through, so I'm going to daven. That's a tefillah on a very, very superficial level. The way this tefillah really works is tzarech, a person has to literally make himself feel like a chayla alei. And when a person can really, really be noisa ba'oil, and he can feel mamish on that level, that it's mamish zaynan inyan, that's when the tefillah has a special koyach. Someone that's a chayla, that's going through the same exact thing that someone else is going through. So obviously it's much easier for him to be noisa ba'oil in this inyan. What's the question? He's dealing with the same exact thing. He doesn't have to imagine it. He's literally struggling the same struggles. He's fighting the same fight. And if that's the case, so you see that there's an inyan that the tefillah for a chayla, tzarech sheyech la'atzmai, nu the chayla alein, it's pashut. So it could be that's the oimik of why ha'mespal bat chaveri v'hu tzarech lo'isa davar hu nena tchila. But I'll tell you something interesting, and that is I saw in the Sefer Zera Chaim. So the Sefer Zera Chaim is a Sefer that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, and the whole Sefer is on Bikur Chayil, the entire Sefer. That's what the topic of the entire Sefer is, Mitchila V'Atzai. It's called Zera Chaim. And in Simen Tes, at the end, Sivkot and Gimel, he says, V'neshalti kam upon him. I've been asked many times, in Eitz Nezun Nemra Af L'Chatchila. Is this an Eitz L'Chatchila? Meaning, the story that happened with Avram Avinu was not davening for himself. Avram Avinu was really davening for Avimelech. Avimelech said, "Daven for me." So Avram said, "Fine, I'll daven for you." It just so happens Avram Avinu had the same tzorich that Avimelech had. And it just so happened that Avram Avinu's tefillahs had never been answered. And poof, now it was answered. But Avram Avinu wasn't davening for himself when he was davening for Avimelech. He was davening for Avimelech. He didn't know this chazan, Avram Avinu, who called it Terekula, but we learned it from Avram Avinu. It wasn't like Azakununya. This is what he was doing with a serious Eretz guide. And Memelo, who nanatchilo. This is the oimik of the question. So he says, Veneshalti kama pomen, men eitzes u nemra aflechatchina. Dahainu lamashal, mishu chayla, im yochala chapis chayla acher, u lespala lolov. Oi, what's the other tzad? Could the atzas chazal hoyser rak begavna davram b'avimelech? So eloi nemesh avram holach lechapis chasuchei bonim uluspalo aleim sheifkedu. Avram Avinu didn't seek out someone else that was in his situation to daven fin. Elo rak acha sheniyah ha-maisim avimelech hispalo lolov. V'kivan shu hoyer tzarech loyser davar nena. But al kaponim, this was his shayla. See, he says, I have a raya. I have a mefurish raya. He said, it's a mefurish Reb Kiva Eger. It's Reb Kiva Eger in a tshuva. In the end of one of Reb Kiva Eger's tshuvas, he says the following. He's talking to the shoyel. So he writes him as follows. V'asher ani roya mimechtovoy she'enu b'shlemes habriyos lo yaleinu. I see from you and your michtov that you're not b'shlemes habriyos. B'v'neseinu arabim gamma noichi b'hai pachta yosef. So it just so happens I'm dealing with the same exact thing. V'ani miyayetz l'chvoydei refuah. So he says, I want to give you an etzah. I want to tell you something you can do for you to have a refuah. Im enoy l'toyrach, if it's not going to be too big of a deal for you, l'haskireni b'tfilosei hazaka. Please mention my name when you daven. V'yiskayim boy, and you'll be zoicha kol ha'mispal al chaveri hunenet chilo. First of all, the anivus of Reb Kiva Eger, which we always talk about, which is so legendary. I mean, it shines from this tshuva. I don't know who the shoyel was, but who's Reb Kiva Eger asking to daven for? But he says, ani miyayetz l'chvoydei refuah. I'm giving you an etzah. I want you to have a refuah. You know what? The refuah is daven for me. And if you daven for me, v'yiskayim boy kol ha'mispal al chaveri hunenet chilo, ad kan v'shoynoi kedoshim. Said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer, and he says, you see, it's a mefurish Reb Kiva Eger, that this is something a person could do l'chatchila, find someone that's in such a matzav, and daven for him, but upon him, this is the first school of, which is tefillah, which of course, this is where it all begins and ends, but the point is that there's something called tefillah for a chayla, the special koyach that a chayla has to daven for himself, and then befrat, if a chayla davens for someone else, that's sorach l'oysa davar, there's a gewaldig school in Chazal, that hu nene tefillah. The second school of, is something I saw years ago in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. It's in Parshas Ekev. It's on the pasuk Veheser Hashem Mimcha Kol Chayli. So he says as follows: Amarti Lirshem Kan Skula L'Refuah Hamuva Bekam Esvarim Ve'Ena Advarim Yidul L'Rabim. He says, I just want to mention a school that I've seen brought down in many, many Svarim. It's not something that's Yidul L'Rabim, and I think it's Kedai to be Mefarsim it. So he says that's why I'm mentioning this right here, and that is. The Sfar Matoshim say that if a person is a chayla, there's a skula for him to move his bed. So wherever he sleeps, wherever his bed is, he should move his bed. Now, the Rav David Yoel Weiss said that if you go through the Svarim and you're malakid all the different places that you find this inyan, it's mashma da lechatchila, a person should take his bed out of the room that he's sleeping in and move into another room. B'dieved, he should at least move it mipina lepina, meaning you should move to the other side of the room. What's the definition of the other side of the room? He says, mistama, you find that usually a makam is dalet amis, so probably move it outside of the dalet amis. Also, it's a little bit mashma, maybe change the physical bed. But the bottom line is, he says, it's something that's brought down in many, many svarim. He quotes the svarim. The first makar to this is from the Trumas Hadeshen. There's a sefer called Leket Yosher that was written by one of the Talmidim, and he was also a Ben Bayis, this is what he says, of the Baal Trumas Hadeshen, and he writes, Zichoyrani, I remember, kishahoyu cholush lo yoleinu, when the Baal Trumas Hadeshen, one of the Rishonim, was sick, kishayim mitasei bezeh hamakayim, his bed was in a certain place, nosan amasla v'omrali, he gave me an etzah, he said, asei mitasei b'makam acher. He said, do me a favor, I want you to move my bed, and by moving my bed, like this, it could be, there's going to be a skula for a refuah. Either way, so he says that this is something that's a skula, and all the svarim say it, and for some reason people don't know about this, but it's very simple, that's the way he presents it, doesn't think it's such a big deal, and it's something that already in the kadmonim you find, and it's something that all the svarim talk about. So he says, what's the pshat in it? So he says that maybe the pshat is that the Gemara says in Tainas Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis that Rava had a dream, and in his dream, his father came to him, and he told him, Shani Duchtech, Rashi says, move your bed, then I want you to move your bed. Either way, Rava got very, very scared. So he wakes up in the middle of the night. He had a nightmare. But his father came to him and he listened to his father. So Shani Duchte, the Gemara says, he moved his bed. Lamachar, when he woke up in the morning, Ashkeche de Marshem Purya Besakini. His bed, where he had been sleeping, there were knives literally inside. And Rashi says, Sherotzu Shadim Lahargai, the Chatchu Esmitasai. The Shadim wanted to kill him and they had the ability, Mamish, to come after him. Says Rav David Yoav Weiss, if you look at the Marsha on that Gemara, the Marsha says as follows, that I don't understand. If these Mazikim and these Shadim had Rishus to go after Rava, and they had Rishus. So what difference did it make where his bed was? So he said, Vaistois, that Mazikin, when they're given a Shlichus, there's a certain place, there's a Makim Mesuyim that their Shlichus is able to happen. And if a person is somehow able to get away from that Makim, then that person is going to be spared the Mazikin. You would think, Mazikin Malihacha Malihasa. But it's not true. In fact, you find Chazal say if someone's Mishana Makim, it could be Mishana Mazel. And he says it's Mistaber, V'yutachim, that that's part of the Oymik and what Chazal meant when they said Mishana Makim, Mishana Mazel. Because you find the Mazikim, they're the source of all bad things in the world, in the Svarim. And the Shadim, the source of all bad things in the world. These Mazikin have a koyach to go after a specific makom. And therefore, he says it's pashut to him that this gemara with the beer from the Marsha, he brings it from a Zohar HaKadosh and Parashas Pikudei as well, that it's all l'chayre gebayt on this inyan. And that's why if a person moves his makom amita, he said this is a skula that's brought down in many, many svarim. Reb David Yoav Weiss, the great scene I felt that it's kedai to be mafaris on this, so I thought it was worth mentioning. The third and the final skula is also from one of the great sinais, and that is from the sefer that we just mentioned a minute ago, the Sefer Zerah Chaim from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, he brings from the Hilig of Bnei Yisachar, and this is in the Sefer Agra Dekala, where the Bnei Yisachar says, quote, Kasfu Rabbi Seinu Hakdoshim Tzadike Doyroseinu Bekabala Mibali Ruach HaKodesh. So this is who the Bnei Yisachar was being Omer Dava B'Shem Omri from. Again, Rabbi Seinu Hakdoshim Tzadike Doyroseinu Bekabala Mibali Ruach HaKodesh. So this has a real Makardis school, and that is, Kashi Yitztarech Adam Le'ezu Yeshua. If somebody needs a Yeshua, Kegoyin L'Refuah, U'Lahatzlacha, doesn't have to be Refuah, V'Lavoy B'mtzulasyam, or he's going through a P'sashverezach, and he wants to do it, B'li Michshol, Azai Yiskor B'moy Piv. What he should do is he should say out of his mouth, Me'ein Oysan Hanisim B'kayoytzebeze, Shenasu V'tzadike Hadoyroiz, L'Rab B'moy L'yachid. What he should do is that you should mention situations that you're familiar with, where there were people that were maybe in a Zasart Matziv, and they were Zoycha to a Nes. Say it out of your mouth. That's the point. Yiskor B'moy Piv, Me'ein Oysan Hanisim, And he said, this is a skula that all the Svarim said, all the Bali Ruch HaKodesh said is a skula that works. See, Taichas in the Plukim, it says that, I don't have the whole pasuk here, but Zohar Tiskar is Asha'os Hashem Alekech Leparoi Ulechol Mitzrayim. What's the Zohar Tiskar? There's an Indian to remember the Nisim of Mitzrayim, because we know the Nisim of Mitzrayim was called Machla Hashasantim Mitzrayim Le'osim Alecho. It included all the Machlas and included all the Tloyas and all the terrible things. So included in the Nes Mitzrayim was really a Yeshua, and it was a refuah from all bad things. So if a person finds himself in a matzav and he's going to talk about the great miracles that happened to Yidim B'tzias Mitzrayim and great miracles that happened to Yidim B'mashach HaDoiris, so if a person's going to do that, that in and of itself will be Ma'ir Nisim, and that's a tremendous skula. So he says, does the Bnei Yisachar and Agra Dekala, that with this you can understand a medrash. What he says at first glance to me was a medrash plia. The medrash says that when the Yoyatzei Haman were advising Haman how to go after Mordechai, so they said like this, what are you going to do? He says, if you're going to go after Mordechai with fire, he says, we know that Eibishter could save Mordechai from fire. How do you know that? Chananya Mishol V'Azariah Techiach. We had it today's daf, so we'll be able to save Chananya Mishol V'Azariah. He says, you're going to go after water? We know that Eibishter split the sea once. He says, he's going to be able to save you with mine. And they're sitting there, they're coming up, trying to come up with a way that they could somehow outsmart the creator of the world. Because I know water, no, I don't know if we're going to get him with water, because the Eibishter already made a miracle with water. Fire, this is a problem, that's all. So what did he do? Nasa Eitz Gevoy Chamisha Mama. As far as we know, God never performed a miracle with a 100-foot stick. Like this, we'll be able to outsmart the system and everything is going to be okay. Says the Bnei Yisachar, I understand Haman and Zeresh and everything, but come on, they weren't Tipshim. So what's Pashup Shad? How is this going to work? So the Bnei Yisachar says, They were klipos gedolos. So they knew more than we give them credit for knowing. And they understood that if a person finds himself in a matzav of tzara, there's an etzah. What's the etzah? Be masker and nes. Mention a miracle that once happened in a situation like this, and if a person could do that, that's a gevaldik school of him to have a Yeshua. So they were worried, they're going to make a gzeira on age. You know what Mordechai Tzadik is going to do? You know what the Yidden are going to do? They're going to be masker the nes of Hananya Mishael Vazayah. We're going to say mayim. They'll be masker the nes of Kriyas Yamsov. They're going to be masking the Nisim. So they were trying to come up with an Eitzah where there was no nest that they could be masker. So they start studying Jewish history and they come up, there's nothing that ever happened with an Eitzah that was Gavoya, Chamisha Mama, bang. So now we have the perfect way to go have it. Because how this school is not going to work now. Because there was never a miracle that took place. What was the Tayus? The Tayus was because Yitzias Mitzrayim is a nest that's Koyal all the Nisim. And everything that Shaloi Tova El Tzibur was included in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that Zochay Tiskar Yisash Asa Hashem Alekech L'Pair L'Chom Mitzrayim. Always remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Al Kopanim, this is this skula. The skula that he brings from Rabbi Seinu HaKadoshim, Tzadikei Dairei Seinu B'Kabbalah, Mibali Ruach HaKadosh. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer says such a beautiful Haysafa. Something we've talked about so many times. But this is a classic, the Im Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. And that is, we know by the Tzadikim, and this was really the Minigan Klal Yisrael until not so long ago. And that is when a person found himself in an Eis Tzara, he would give tzedakah to the Pushka of Rameir Balanes, and he would say, Alekad Meir Aneni. And the question is why? Because we always speak out from the Michsaluza who brings that he had a Kabbalah from Heshel Mizidachev, Schis Yogan Aleni, who said that the reason is because we know when a person finds himself in an Eis Tzara, so a person, for example, is a Geises, Reib Geisel Lamisa, a person finds himself in a situation where the odds are stacked against him, so who knows if he's going to be able to creep out. So what we do is we're Ma'ir the Schus of Rameir. Rameir was Chayesh Lamiyuta. And because Rameir was Chayesh Lamiyuta, we say that I know Reib Geisel Lamisa, and I know Reib this, and I know this statistic. And that statistic. Oh, but I'm not nispol from statistics because there's a shitas Rameir, and Rameir is chayish lamiyuta, and therefore the Yidden would always get stuck into Rameir because Rameir is chayish lamiyuta. Over the years, we were moisif. Rameir also holds benkachu benkach kriyim banim, and when a person finds himself in a situation and he's trying to evoke rachim from the Eivishta, karachim of abanim. So again, alakad meir aneini, you give tzedakah to the pushkin Rameir balanes to try to be ma'orer the sheet of Rameir who holds benkachu benkach kriyim banim. But says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Seif. He says, that what's the inyan of Alekad Meir Aneini? You're being Ma'ir Rameir Balanes. Pshutai Kimashmad. Because when a person finds himself in an Eitz Tzara, it's a school of Gedolah to talk about Nisim that happened. Because simply talking about the Nisim, it's going to be a Pchina Bris Krusulos Vasayim. That in and of itself will have the ability to be Ma'ir the miracle. And by doing that, that's the Gevaldik Aschos. So what does the Yid do? He doesn't just say it, but he goes, he gives Tzedakah to the Pushkar Meir Balanes, Alekad Meir Aneini. We're being masked, Ramea Balanes Daika. That's where this is. But I just want to end with one last ta'ara. This is it. And that is, we're talking about Bikur Chaylan. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The pasuk says, Hishpati eschem benois Yerushalayim, im timtsu es doidi, ma tagidu loy, shechilas ahava ani. It says, Hishpati eschem benois Yerushalayim, im timtsu es doidi. So the background is, this is Klal Yisrael, we're in Golus. And we're lost. We're lost. We don't have our doidi. That relationship is not something that we're able to feel. So it says the Bnei Yerushalayim, in Timtzu as Doidi, Matagiduloi, if you find Doidi, you know what I want you to say over? What's the message that I want you to give over? Shechayla Sahavani. That's what you should say. It says the Goyen Belashine Azov Mamash. He says, Klal Yisrael says, that if you would find Doidi, you have a message. Where you go? Wow. Can you give over a message? What do you want the message to be? This is what you should tell him. Shechayla Zahavan. Oni. Perish. Mikol HaTzoreh Shemitzo'uni. All the tzores that the Yidden go through, Klal Yisrael, Al Tagidu Lo Yoyse. You don't tell the Ebeshit about that. Meaning, don't tell that it's fine. The Yidden in Golas, this tzores, this chaylim, this that. It's a felt neshoyz tzores in the world. Oh, but says Klal Yisrael, that's not what I want you to tell the Ebeshit. Don't tell him about the tzores. Al Tagidu Lo Yoyse. Rak. The only thing I want you to say is Shechayla Zahavani. The only thing I care about is that right now, we don't have this relationship that we once had. It was once ani ledoidi vadoidi li. But right now, I push it. And Timtsu is doidi. I don't even know what doidi is. And that's the only thing I care about, says the guy. So if you would find doidi, says Klal Yisrael and Golus, don't tell him about the tzaris. They should know about our tzaris. That's not what that's not the message. The message is, shezeh kochali yoysa mikulam, mashu nifra mimeni, shechayla zahava ani. So I found the dover niflo in the chidah. The chidah in the sefer Nachal Eshkol. He quotes a yalkut on this pasuk. In Timtsu es doidi matagiduloi, you should tell him shechayla zahava ani, says the yalkut. Quote, tell the Eibishter that eini chayla me'ayim. I'm not a chayla me'ayim. V'loi mechush roish. I'm not a chayli of a mechush roish. V'loi keiv einayim. And I have no problem with einayim. Ela mima ani chayla. So what is my chayla? My chayla is chayla zahava. I'm poshid, sick, from love. Not chayli me'ayin, not mechush roish, and not kevenayin. Says the chidah, it's a medrash plia. Why these three things? He says, based on the Gemara, Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara that we learned, where the Gemara said, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, you can't be mevaka chayla. Not someone that's chayli me'ayin, not someone that's chayli he'ayin, and not someone that has a mechush roish. These three people, you can't be mevaka chayla. So Knesset Yisrael says, im timtsu es doidi, you know what you should tell him? You should tell him, don't tell him about the tzaris. I don't care about that. You should tell him shechayla zahava ani, but make it clear that this chayli that I have is not chayli me'ayim. It's not chayli o'ayim. It's not chayli v'meches roish. This is not a zasort chayli where ein mevakenes achayla. It's chayli zahava, and all we're asking the Eibishter to be mevake chayla. I understand the chvashtei. We're in golus, and a yidav zayin in golus, and because we're in golus, we're going to be chayli zahava. But at the same time, what about the mitzvah bika chaylim? And tell the Eibishter, please, let him understand that this chayli that I have is chayli sahava, and our chayli sahava is our mitzvah bika chaylim. And that's all we're asking for. Vayera elov Hashem beiloine mamre. Chazal said that the Eibishter came to be mevaka chayla. That's what we want. We want a vayera elov Hashem. We want to be zeicha to a bika chayla from the Eibishter. Mizlutak zeicha zan to bika chaylim, and to the gula asida b'mher b'yameinu amar.